from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting demonstrations on behalf of the slain in the United States last night. Demonstrations of peace across the country in tribute to those who've died by gunfire in the last week. Many chanted Black Lives Matter, but all condemned the killing of the five white policemen. These folks protested in Atlanta, Georgia.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially the police force and everything like that. But violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't going to do never to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it's not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
The slain suspect in a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified the suspect as Micah Xavier Johnson of Mesquite. Now, that's a suburb of Dallas, Texas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed and seven other officers wounded in the ambush, which occurred during a protest against the killings of African-American men. Two civilians were also wounded. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Americans across our country are feeling a sense of helplessness, of uncertainty, and of fear. Now, these feelings are understandable and they are justified, but the answer must not be violence.
This